B96 with Mogan Carl in the morning. So everybody's talking about the cyclospora, I believe it's called. And we need to go to a doctor. All of us collectively. But we're going to talk to Dr. Juanita Mora. Welcome to Mogan Carla Mornings.
Good morning. So wonderful to be here to talk about such an important topic.
I know. I'm sure you're getting a lot of questions about this as a doctor. But what exactly is going on? What do we have to stay away from? How do we know if we have it? Why is it so scary?
You would know.
Oh. Absolutely. So cyclosporiasis is basically a parasitic infection. So it basically, you eat a contaminated, for example, it tends to be in produce, so fresh leafy vegetables, or berries when it comes nice and fresh, or in contaminated water. Symptoms begin 7 to 10 days after exposure.
Oh.
It cannot be contracted person to person, just so people know.
Okay, so if you're chatting with somebody and they've got, it's not like COVID.
Exactly. And so when it basically begins, people begin with symptoms. So, for example, cramping, that watery diarrhea that can last weeks. So people have
a visual. Hold on. You said it can last weeks?
Weeks. Because it can relapse. People can get better and then they can get worse again.
So that's actually what happened to my partner. He started with really bad stomach cramps, and then he started getting the secondary part that comes out. And then he would literally could not get up from the toilet.
Yeah.
And then after about 6 days, he felt a little bit better. And then yesterday, he was right back in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I guess I thought this is one of those things where, like, once your body builds an immunity to it, it's over. Like a cold.
No, unfortunately not. And people can get recurrent infection. So they can eat again or drink contaminated water and they can get this parasite again.
Well, this is terrible.
But,
you know, we're talking to Dr. Juanita Mora about the cyclosporiasis, and this is this parasitic infection that's going around and giving people the runs, yeah.
Yeah, so what should we not eat? Like, what do we need to avoid? Where do we need to not go?
Salads. So this is like our ticket to not having to eat salads and vegetables and stuff for a while, right?
Well, no. We can eat salads, but safely. So one thing we're going to try to avoid at this time, it's lettuce, salad mixes as well, too. Any fresh berries, because they're going to be higher chance of contamination. And you want to opt, I always tell people, I'm telling my patients, you can do the fruits with the peel, because they will be less likely to have the parasite. So, for example, oranges and pineapple.
Mango.
And mandarins, mangoes, exactly. So they're safe because the parasite can't penetrate through.
So
you want to wash any veggies that you're eating.
Okay, that was my next question. Does it help to rinse all the produce?
It can help, but unfortunately, sometimes it's not enough.
Ah, dang.
That's the thing. So this is why it's important. If people are really worried, they can use frozen or canned veggies and fruits, which would be a little bit safer option.
They got some preservatives and they're old. That's the way to go. Well, this is good. And this is all to avoid explosive
diarrhea
that could last for weeks. Well, Dr. Mora, thank you very much. Do you think this is something that, like, I don't know that you have an answer to this. When will it go away?
So we often see every few years, we see an increase in these cases. So people shouldn't be worried.
Okay.
We definitely do. But one thing it should call the attention for is our FDA. We don't screen for this parasite in our food. So maybe this should be a call for now the FDA to screen. We screen for other bacteria and infections in our foods, but not this one. So as a doctor, I think that's one of the things when I go to Capitol Hill next that I want to talk to the FDA about.
All right. Well, Dr. Mora, I'm glad that you're on it. Thank you very much for this insight. We're all going to avoid fruits and vegetables for the time being.
Mo just wants to not eat fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you very much. And we hope that you have an amazing day and stay cyclo-free, okay?
Oh, you guys too. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Good morning.